This is Steve Healy, and this is Great Debate's mailbag. This is just a little special extra where me and Dave are going to talk about some of the mail we got to our Great Debate's email account, which is greatdebates69@gmail.com. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great.
You check the account too, right?
Yeah, it goes right to my phone.
Actually, I think some of these came to my personal email, I should say, which is available out there. The tortoise debate excited a lot of interest.
This is just to review. The debate topic was Steve Healy should adopt a desert tortoise. Is that correct?
Okay. That's right. Somebody wrote in to say, you already have a cat. Just put a shell on your cat.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Which, great solution right there.
Two birds, one stone.
Another, I don't know if you remember, during the debate, you summoned the idea that, like, you know, I'm a single guy and it might be weird if I brought a woman over to my house and I had a desert tortoise in the background. A woman named Karen in Port Washington, New York.
Future Mrs. Healy, maybe.
She writes in to say, I am a single woman.
Yes.
If I went over to a guy's house and he had built a desert tortoise habitat and he explained to me why he'd done so, that he was passionate about these animals, then what would happen next is I would take him inside. I would push him against the lintel of the doorway so his back was forced to be straight. I would unzip his jeans. I'm going to stop reading the email at that point.
That's where you're going to stop?
I don't think Karen sent this to my personal email and not to the Great Debates, and I'm not sure she wants it read on the air. We don't know what her deal is.
It's a great email, and what's funny is that I still feel the need to defend my side. And my gut says that this says a little more about Karen than it does the average woman in the situation where a man is a tortoise.
We have one more email about the tortoise.
Great.
This comes from a listener, James, in Los Angeles. He says, he makes some interesting points here.
Okay.
He says, guys, conserving a creature isn't a useful end in itself. If you remove it from the biome entirely and place it in the isolated astroturfed space station of Steve Healy's backyard, then from the perspective of nature, it's indistinguishable whether it is alive or dead. You've created a Schrodinger's tortoise. Whatever change in the food chain or natural order out there in the Mojave will occur regardless. Therefore, it is the height of futility and wasted effort and resources to save a tortoise only to force it to die after an 80-year isolation. It should be slaughtered and consumed immediately.
I think he makes great points.
Yeah, maybe. I got to say, I was thinking after that debate, because
That's a very thoughtful email. Sorry to cut you off, but that was great.
It's great, yeah. Thanks, James, for writing.
Thank you, James.
We love, by the way, if you're out there listening, please do write us in. We love to get emails and topics and whatever. I was thinking maybe better than adopting a tortoise would be that there are these desert preserves for the tortoise
and just so for the listener who can't see at home, Healy right now is making very vague, indecipherable motions with his hands, which in no way help convey what he's talking about.
I think I'm doing fairly good job of indicating that on a map there's oddly shaped squares of land that are preserved for the desert tortoise. It
looked like
all this around it is like BLM land where you can do whatever the fuck.
It looked to me like you were hoisting a heavy shoebox onto a shelf above your head.
Okay, well,
anyway, keep going.
The point is, I was thinking that maybe more helpful than adopting a tortoise and bringing it to my home would be buying land around the desert tortoise, like adjacent to the already existing desert tortoise preserves, and just adding that so the habitat gets bigger. It might be cheaper and better. So if anybody out there is a Mojave real estate expert or has some real estate,
I'm sure there's Mojave real estate experts listening.
Right on in. The Great Debate Trust is thinking about getting in on some of this land.
How's the trust doing? I didn't read the last quarterly report.
Invested a little bit too heavily in
home state breakfast tacos?
In home state and Russian energy futures.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we're in the hole, put it that way.
God.
I have one more email that I'd like to address.
Yeah,
you
take
remember
your time.
In the strip club debate.
Very well.
I told a story about, we went to the Squire strip club in Revere, Massachusetts, and I told a story about seeing a guy who was, I described him as probably autistic, definitely messed up.
Right.
Listener,
maybe not the best choice of words.
I just want a listener emailed me and described, she said she was upset by that language. She described a situation similar to that. She was not the related to this guy, but described she has somebody in her family who's doing a similar kind of thing. And it was a long and very thoughtful email. She asked me not to quote it, but I did want to say, in the debates, we sometimes get a little hot and we're speaking extemporaneously, and we will sometimes use language that maybe, given calm and perfect time to choose, we would be a little bit more sensitive and diplomatic. So I do feel bad that I described that guy as messed up.
Okay. I mean, if you feel better getting that off your chest. Sure. It's not the best words, but people know what you meant.
I mean, he was messed up.
He was messed up. I don't think he meant it in a hurtful way either.
I don't think so either, but I did.
Because if anything, and now I'll take your side on this. If I remember correctly, you had the pro of it's fun to go to a strip club.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was fun for that guy.
Yeah. So you sort of saw that as, in some weird way, a beautiful moment for this man.
Yeah. The beauty. It's one of the top 10 most beautiful moments.
That anyone has ever seen or that you've seen in your life?
Let's say since the Renaissance.
Okay. Let's leave it at that. Is that the end of the mailbag?
That's the end of mail. We're closing the mailbag. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm not afraid to die.